It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Chapel Hill today, and we've got Mayor Pam Heminger here in the studio for another round of Conversations with the Mayors. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You've been out the last couple of weeks. We had some very able special fill-in guests.
Job. But they did an amazing job. Yeah. I love when we get to share more information and have our town manager, our police chief, our economic development director, all share important things going on in our community. So it's really good.
How have you been?
I've been good.
You been up to?
Well, we took a couple weeks off and went to a place where no cars are, and it's learning vacation. You walk to the lectures or ride your bike, and then you go to evening for the concert, and you sleep.
Ooh.
And you read. Yeah. And it was a high of 74 during the day. Cool. Way to get the blankets
You need to give me the brochure once we're done talking.
Yeah. It was really restful and really insightful. The lectures are fascinating. Every topic you can think of. It was humor one week, and it was grace and civil conversations the second
week.
So yeah, that was important.
There's almost like a contrast between the two.
Well, they kind of played on both of each other between the wit and the civil discourse.
You bring them together.
Yeah, civil discourse was the topic.
So this is like a Chautauqua, right?
Yes,
that's what we were saying before.
Yeah, so it was really good. But came back into the swing of things, and we haven't had that lull this summer we thought we were going to have. And working through things and getting ready. We have East Town meeting again tomorrow, and I've been asked by many people, where are we on this? We're in the beginning phases still, but it's a process. It will take us a little bit of time, but there's a web page that tells all the different aspects that are going on about East Town, the different meeting times, the different places where the public can come and give input. So as we're starting, this is the council subcommittee meeting tomorrow morning.
Okay. What still needs to be decided on that? Because I go over to East Town and I see buildings going up.
So building number 1 and parking deck number 1 were already approved.
Right.
With the understanding we would do a master plan for the rest of the property.
Mm-hmm.
It's 48 acres plus some more acreage across the street that we have just gotten back the natural heritage study on the 20 acres and what's significant there or environmentally sensitive, those kinds of things, that we can put that as part of the equation when we're talking about how much square footage. UNC Healthcare is talking about their needs and how much space they'd like to have, and we've got to have this negotiation of how we make that all work for the community and for them and for people coming who need good healthcare.
Yep.
So it's a complicated, complex scenario, but it's going to be a positive outcome for Chapel Hill in the long run and for UNC Healthcare.
I was driving on 15501 and passing by that structure that's going up, and I was looking at it, and it just occurred to me, like, what cool stuff and what life-changing, life-saving stuff is going to go on
Modern
in that building when it's done.
Modern medicine is really moving ahead at light speed, and so we're hopeful for good outcomes there, too. And if you are coming from other parts of the state to UNC, it's going to be a lot easier to go there than to find your way to the medical main campus in the middle of town, so that's going to be it. We want you to be able to stay there and get access to food and other things, and other amenities, too, and have transit. So we're having all those discussions on how it plays, and we know it's going to affect traffic for the community around, along with Wegmans along there. So we're having all those discussions with DOT, with the MPO, all these acronyms, you like that, trying to figure out long-term solutions to deal with all of that. So
awesome.
Good. I was at the launch board meeting yesterday. The summer cohort just finished up. There were some amazing ideas. We have the new cohort getting ready to come in, and we're continuing with the Pints and Pitches, which is going to resume the second Tuesday of each month, and this time there'll be cash prizes. But this, again, captures that amazing creative energy we have in our community and some world-changing ideas that grow here in Chapel Hill. We want to nurture them and keep them growing here in Chapel Hill. So we're working towards an innovation whole center, ecosystem, district, whatever you want to call them. There's a lot of good work going on right now to pull it all together, have that base of operations, and make sure that anyone who wants to try a creative idea can know where they can plug in to do that and get it nurtured. So
awesome.
We're excited about that. Food for the Summers, and it's final week today. Tomorrow is the last day.
Oh, nice.
we still need a couple volunteers, actually, but a lot of good community stories from connections made on sites. And this time we had several young youth ambassadors from the site, Zion Gibson and Tayshawn Parker were very, very helpful in connecting kids and families to our volunteers and working to get together just to a good sense of community. As of Monday, the cafeteria has produced over 45,000 meals for this summer. We're going to find out how many of us the volunteers delivered, because we do to camps and all those kinds of things. And then we're working towards a memorandum of understanding between the school system, IFC, and the town to see how we continue to grow this program. Add more enrichment. Our own intern, Catherine, did an amazing job helping coordinate some different kinds of enriching activities. We got to try them out first. We were the alpha test site in the office.
Nice.
Trying to do these things, but she really poured her heart and soul into it. And it's just, it's always an amazing program. And like I said, it warms my heart. Our community cares. They want to show up. They want to participate. And the chamber's talking about the big ideas, and I was at one of those meetings yesterday, and one of the big ideas that a lot of people felt, we're looking for a process to go in community to collect lots of different perspectives on big ideas, is feeding our kids, making sure our kids in our community have the food. No one should go to bed hungry. No one.
Yep.
So that's
absolutely.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors and Mayors Against Illegal Guns and Moms Ban Action are all have letters. I signed on to the letters that are going to request, demand. I don't know, beg, plead, whatever the word is to get our national...
Cajole, insist upon, remonstrate.
Man.
Yeah.
And, you know, our own representatives here are doing an amazing job from our community, Marsha Moray and Val Fushi and Verla and Greg. About the red flag law and the Gun Violence Protection Act, and you're going to hear some good things coming in the future, too, in our own little community here, but to try to get some action. I love that the governor's trying to do it from the other side, but we need more people calling different legislators and saying that we need to do this. We need to have sensible gun laws. We need to do background checks, the red flag laws. We need not having semi-automatic weapons and bumpers, all those things. But there's national organizations trying to take a stand. Like I said, the mayor's organization's trying to take a stand and being out there in the forefront, making demands. And you're hearing some shifting.
Yeah.
Some of the hardcore people who don't feel the same way we do after these recent events. I think hopefully they're understanding that we've got to do something.
And
different.
I think that's an important thing, that the fact that we're seeing those little shifts. Because very rarely do you see a whole shift, like a whole bunch of people changing their minds in a big way. But we're seeing these like little movements a little bit at a time. And that's, for better or worse, how progress usually works, right? So, yeah, it's frustrating.
I applaud moms, all these groups, Moms Demand Action and the mayors' associations and all the groups coming up with a list of sensible things. I think that, you know, it says over 72% of Americans buy into these particular sensible laws. So why can't we make movement on these laws? So that's going on. I also signed on the one yesterday on SNAP. Mayors Association, again, is trying to take a strong position about the current administration not reducing the requirements for the, we used to call it food stamps and food value, and now it's called SNAP.
Right.
Can't even remember the acronym. So there's all these acronyms, like I said. The amount of families and children that would be cut back on the new prescribed situation is not good. It's not healthy. It's not going to change some of these other dynamics we have going on with achievement gaps and opportunities and all, crime. There's so many things that play in here together. So signed on to that. We're trying to get more mayors to sign on to that as well. And there was one more for more resources for the Border Patrol situation to have resources to help give humane places to be for families and children. And it's just the whole situation. We on the mayor's network, the mayor from El Paso, the mayor from Dayton, they're constantly on there updating us on the situation and things going on. A little bit of good news here and there, but mostly just wanting, we all want to show our support and can't even imagine those kinds of scenarios happening in our community here and what that would feel like. So anyway, so that's all going on. On the good side, we'll come back more positive things here.
Yeah.
We are starting our second People's Academy. We're accepting applications. So get online if you'd like to apply to the People's Academy and learn more about your town. It's
awesome.
A fun adventure. It's going to run from October 3rd to November 9th. We have food at each meeting. We can help with transportation and child care. Information's all online. And the deadline to register is August 31st. Woo, I'm into October already. And it's just a fun way. And I had got to be a part of it as well. And people asked a lot of great questions and learned a lot of good things about their own town. So, In September, we're going to have the 45th birthday of our Chapel Hill Transit Authority, and all the groups have signed off on moving forward with BRT application to the federal government, so that's good.
Just got numbers from Chapel Hill Transit, 7 million riders last year, is that
great?
Correct?
Yeah. I said, I'm pretty convinced that we have so many more riders now because we have newer buses.
True,
which is more
yes.
dependable service.
Well, people are more environmentally conscious now,
I think, too. But it was hard to be environmentally conscious when our buses were older, and now we have a better system, and we have friendly transit drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And it is more environmentally friendly and efficient, and it's a great way to move throughout our community.
And the younger generation, I think, the younger generations are more and more inclined to look to public transit first. I was speaking with someone, I can't remember who it was, just the other day about getting from Raleigh to Durham, and he said, everyone in Raleigh just takes the train from Raleigh to Durham. You just hop on the Amtrak, and I guess it stops in one, and then it goes to the other. And that's just how millennials and younger folks just get from, they take it for granted, right?
It.
Like, that's how it's becoming.
And I saw an announcement from Go Triangle. They're going to start letting anyone 65 years old and older ride for free.
Awesome.
So we're encouraging more people to get on the system of all age ranges. But we really are, we talked yesterday at the Metropolitan Planning Organization about how we need to still be thinking regionally.
Yep.
It's not enough just to do it within your own community. We need to be able to connect to each other's communities. So we're going to be working on that as well.
Speaking with Pam Heminger, we got to wrap up here in a second, but I want to ask about this the staff memo from Maurice Jones to the council about 2200 Homestead Road.
We're getting ready to have that come forward. It'll be this fall. I don't know which memo. I thought I read all my memos today.
Recommending that the town enter into a memorandum of understanding on a development agreement with the Homestead Housing Collaborative on a housing project for that
area. It will
area.
Be coming to council, so that would have to be an open public discussion.
Right.
But we're excited. It was an actually very interesting proposal to move forward on, and a collaborative proposal. We love those kinds of
several different organizations on this. Yeah,
that's really good. Yeah. So we're excited. So 2200 Homestead is over there where the old Carolina Sport Art gym place used to be, right next to the railroad tracks and the Church of the Advocate for Soar Orienting People. The town owns the 14 acres. There is a small pond there, but it has some issues that we will probably be figuring out those issues this fall as we move forward with this process. So that's really good.
Cool.
And we're going to be celebrating our 200th birthday this fall with lots of different activities, so stay tuned for that. We're going to have lots of different things going on with that as well.
TownofChapelHill.org for more information on town government.
We've been working all summer. We had some great intern work and staff work on our Climate Action Plan webpage coming soon.
Awesome.
I'm very excited. I got to go through the testing of it, and we're excited to be releasing.
Also on the website?
Not yet,
but it will be when it's out.
Yes,
all right.
And action things we're doing, things we can be doing, things we want to encourage other people to do, and so we're excited.
TownofChapelHill.org for more info. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.